Senate Bill 144 is basically a public safety issue, and I just have one little page of handout this time, which maybe. Excuse me. Excuse me, Mac. Here's another one you can soak it up with. Well, I just want to just briefly, this resolution, I think, identifies the problem that we're trying to resolve with this bill. The counties have the responsibility to properly and adequately maintain roads on the county highway system, as well as the county secondary roads, which are township roads. Whereas the courts have found the obligation to properly and adequately maintain the county highway system requires counties to exercise, quote, and this is from a recent court decision in Davison County, to exercise reasonable and ordinary care to preserve the highways in a reasonably safe condition. Whereas encroachments on highway right-of-way caused by trees, fencing, farming, advertising, or other unauthorized activities may create unsafe conditions for the traveling public. And whereas the existence of such encroachments caused by unauthorized activities within the highway right-of-way may create a liability for the county. And whereas county's only remedy against unauthorized activities being conducted in the highway right-of-way is under the public nuisance statute. Whereas the public nuisance statute is deemed to be inadequate in that it provides an after-the-fact remedy for activities found to be a nuisance, but it does not provide any proactive deterrence by specifically prohibiting certain activities. So therefore, the Association of County Commissioners support legislation which defines authorized activities and specifically prohibits unauthorized activities within public highway right-of-ways. Senate Bill 44, as it's drafted, basically says that except as may be expressly authorized by law, no person may conduct any activity or place or maintain an object or obstruction within the public highway right-of-way without written permission of the governing body exercising jurisdiction over that public highway. I mean, there are a lot of things that are expressly authorized by law to be conducted in highway right-of-ways. Utilities have statutory authority granting them the use of the right-of-way. Snowmobiles, there's a law that allows riding snowmobiles on the highway right-of-way. I guess maybe you get into the hunting issue, but I think also that hunting is allowed on public highways. So there are a lot of things that are allowed by other section of the law to be conducted in the highway right away, and this would not impact any of those. It would require permission from the governing entity for those activities which are not currently authorized in law. Some of the things that we were looking at that's now happening in the right away that's creating problems on our road systems are, number one, there are activities that are taking place that are blocking the drainage within the highway right away. Permanent mailboxes are being placed on stationary, non-safe devices. And I guess one of probably the most unsafe device I've seen is you take an old one-bottom or two-bottom plow, set it out along the road, and mount your mailbox on it. Those are legal now, but it's pretty unsafe if you come along and plow into that. Hay bales not being removed by certain dates. Signs that are not regulatory signs that are installed in the right of way. Fencing of right of ways. We have cases where farming is done right up to the shoulder of the right of way. Also, electric fences are installed right up on the shoulder to allow the landowner to graze the right of way. That makes it pretty difficult to plow snow and things when you've got an electric fence on the shoulder of the highway. Then there's permanent parking of all types of vehicles and machinery in the right of way. I mean, those are some of the things we're trying to get at. I think I probably see an opponent or two around here. So after visiting with the with DOT and others and the sponsor, I do have an amendment,
yes.
I suppose.
Would somebody move that amendment? McCracken, second. Senator Dietrich, right. Okay, thank you.
Well, it's almost that way, Senator. Mr. Chairman, might I address the proposed amendment? What the amendment does is it strikes all of page one, and it strikes lines 1 through 5 on page 2. So what is left then is a section that deals with defacing and doing vandalism and removing official highway markers such as traffic control signs, railroad signs, warning devices, and other things. What it adds, that is already in law, that it's a violation, is a class 1 misdemeanor. The proposed language that is left here says that any person who violates this section is liable for any damages resulting either directly or indirectly as the proximate cause of such act. There was a case not long ago in Cottington County where an individual vandalized, I don't know, 100 signs or some large number of signs. He was caught. He was charged with a misdemeanor, and the county and township were responsible for putting the signs back up. What this would do would be the person would still be guilty of a misdemeanor, but also would have some responsibility to help repair the signs which had been destroyed.
Further questions for Mr. Howard? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any further proponents of Senate Bill 144?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gail Brock with the Association of Towns and Townships. We support the bill as amended. Basically, the resolution came from our organization for that Section 3 to hold people responsible. We have townships who are really making an effort to sign roads, put the proper signs in, working with DOT safety department on placing those signs, and when people take them down and vandalize them, it really creates a liability for the township. And as Dick said, they caught the guy. He still had the paint on his bumper, but when all was said and done, it was a few $100s, and the damages were well into the thousands. Luckily, there was not extended cost there in as could have been with a loss of life or something. We did have a problem with the first part of the bill, thinking of some of the things that go on in our agriculture community. Maybe we park a grain trailer there not permanently, but yet sympathize with the counties on what they're trying to get at with people putting their plows out for their mailbox or whatever. And so what we will pledge to do is to work with them and DOT to come up with something in better form for that first section for another year. But we do endorse the third section as it is amended.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you. Further proponents of Senate Bill 144? Seeing none, are there opponents to Senate Bill 144? Seeing none, we'll close this to committee discussion and committee action. Yes. The amendment, yes. We've had a first and second amendment. Those in favor of the amendment of 144 FA, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. Final disposition. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move to pass on 144 as amended.
Okay, do I have a second by Mr. Senator McCracken?
Second.
Any further discussion?
I was just wondering, does this include campaign signs?
Yes. I had to get permission. How is that quickly? Senator Staggers.
Mr. Chair, I think this is one of the finest bills I've seen come through this committee this session, so I hope that we all vote for this bill.
Okay.
I like the prime sponsor, did a good job.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion in this, I'll call for a vote on Senate Bill 144 as amended. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed, no. The secretary will call the roll.
Okay. Senator Elders.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Hagan. McCracken.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Daggers.
Aye.
Bitter.
Aye. Senate Bill 144 will go to the floor with a due pass motion.
Consent.
We need a title amendment. At the bottom. Okay, I need a second. Okay, any further discussion on title amendment? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Title amendment is carried. Consent has been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Valesky. All those in favor by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Goes to the floor on consent. Thank you.
I didn't get all who made that motion. Okay, thank you.
Senator Valesky, okay, seconded. I mean, I'm sorry, no, backed it up. Senator Staggis made the motion.
Okay.
And Senator Valesky seconded.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.